Aloha! This is Dr. Tiki, and I'm listening to Sci-Fi Saturday Night. I'm glad to hear that you are too. Sci-Fi Saturday Night.
Tell your people to surrender now and avoid war.
Don't think you have a choice, Mike!
It is now time for us to put Earth under our rule.
It is the duty to tell us the truth. Come back to the planet and we will give you this.
You think you believe that you can overrun the entire world?
We cannot be defeated. We have never been defeated. That is the message.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Bye-bye Saturday Night.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Sci-Fi Saturday Night starring Zac Efron as the boy next door. I have no idea. with a week and a half to go to get to Rhode Island Comic-Con, we're happy to have with us tonight Sue Soares, who is the publicity director for Rhode Island Comic-Con. Welcome, Sue.
Oh, thank you. Hi, how are you?
We're good, and it's just going to be you and me for a while, and Kriana, if she's around, and I don't even know if she's going to be around.
I'm ish.
You're around-ish. just kind of talk for a little bit about Rhode Island Comic-Con. For those of you who have no clue where, when, how, Rhode Island Comic-Con, which, by the way, is a sponsor of Sci-Fi Saturday Night, is November 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Rhode Island Convention Center and the Dunkin' Donuts Center, at the center of the wonderful city of Providence, Rhode Island. Friday, the show is from 3 to 9, and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 to 5, which means I actually get to go home early, which is wonderful on Sunday. That's a long weekend.
I hate Sundays at conventions. They're so sad.
Well, they're not sad. It's just by that point, we're all just so exhausted.
I know, but it's so sad. I hate it. I just wanted to go on forever. I'm about to fall over, but I just want to keep going.
You know, it's Sunday at around 3 o'clock. I'm sitting at our booth, and I'm just kind of going, I've got a 2.5-hour drive. But yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of this.
That's what hotel rooms are for, Dome. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
And actually, I have to say, the hotel at Rhode Island is very nice.
There are a number of hotels right around there that are very, very nice.
No. I mean, like the host hotel. They're wonderful. The staff is really nice. Just saying.
Yeah, and of course, the nice thing is, if you didn't have a hotel room booked a month ago, you're out of luck.
That's true.
The state for hotels is sold out. We may be the smallest state, but for some reason we have a lot of hotels, even in downtown Providence, especially. I think there's probably, oh my God, 6, 7 hotels.
There's about 5 hotels that just ring the place, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. And we're all sold out, absolutely. We get sold out the state, which is pretty impressive.
That's not a bad deal.
Sell in the smallest state.
So let's talk a little bit about what is actually going on, because again, this is the first year that we're going from one building to two buildings, and actually both buildings are full. And this is, I also think, the first year that we're going from 2 days to 3 days.
You are correct. This is the first year for both. We will be in the entire convention center, Rhode Island Convention Center, and the Dunkin' Donuts Center arena. So the Dunkin' Donuts Center, for those that are not from Rhode Island, it's kind of like where you go for your concert. So it's stadium seating, but we also have an event floor that will be used for Rhode Island Comic Con and a concourse level that will host the cars from the DeLorean to from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There are all sorts of cars that will be there.
Lola's going to be there this year?
I'm sorry?
Lola, the car from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, I wanted Lola. I guess it's really hard to get. I wanted Lola, but no, unfortunately not. I would have loved it.
That was a cruel switch right there.
It was. It absolutely was. So, if you went last year, it was just only in the convention center, and the vendor area was huge. Artist Alley was huge. But this year, half of the vendors are going to be in the convention center, and the other half are going to be on the floor of the Dunkin' Donuts Center. It's like going to be shopping galore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that does not even include all of the artists that are going to be there, selling their books, selling their artwork, doing commissions, signing comic books for our pros that will be there. It's going to be incredible, absolutely incredible.
So let's talk about the convention center. First of all, on the main floor of the convention center, you've got what we're calling Celebrity Lane, which is something that's kind of I don't know if it's something that I don't see in most other places, but I've never seen this big, where there are all these celebrities in booth after booth after booth after booth, and people just walk through, say hi. I remember, 2 years ago, Sam Jones, after just finishing up TED, was there, and he was like, we were trying to interview him, and people are talking to him, and people are yelling from across the wall. It was hilarious and wonderful, and it's I don't know how to describe it other than to say you get to just be up close and personal with all these people.
The Dome is speechless with pontification.
I am, absolutely.
And I think I will be too that weekend, because this honestly is probably the largest celebrity contingency that I've ever been to at a show. The largest convention that I probably have been to is the Star Trek convention in Las Vegas. But I don't even think they had 100 guests there. So this is going to be pretty incredible to experience. And, we do have a couple of folks that will be in separate rooms. Peter Collins and Frank Welker from Transformers Properties, they'll be in their own separate room. And Amy Jo Johnson from Power Rangers will also be in her own signing room. But everyone else is going to be on the floor with their table. Some may have specific signing schedules where others may stay there all day and sign until their hands fall off.
But the cool thing is they're not just there to sign. I mean, they're not lined up with people going, okay, what do you want to buy? What do you want them to sign? They're sitting there and they're talking to people, and it's really cool.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. They will talk to people. They're going to be in photo ops with people. Some have formal photo ops with a professional back screen, where others will do ops with at their table, just, like selfies or whatever. They're so open. The guests are so open to the attendees and just wanting to give them such a great time. It's very heartwarming, and it's really exciting.
Do you have a policy at the convention on selfie sticks?
No, that's a good question.
Because you just said that, and people are starting to, so I thought of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to say that we don't allow them, but I would have to check on that. It's probably going to be under our prop and weapon and costume policy that we have posted on the website.
There is no uglier weapon than a selfie.
Oh, I totally get that, but I think the general populace, non-cosplayers in particular, would not necessarily think that way.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm going to bring my selfie stick, all good. And everyone's like, no, not all good. Not all good.
Do you know I've never taken a selfie, ever? I think it's ridiculous.
Sue, at Rhode Island Comic Con this year, we will fix that.
We will have a selfie with the cast.
Oh, I am getting a selfie with you.
As a matter of fact, Sue, I have one with you from 4 years ago.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, full selfies were selfies, right?
That's right. And we were at a comic store together, and I just finished interviewing. That's right. And you and Everett were there, and I ended up taking a selfie with you.
Yep.
Still counts.
It was big for me today at Harrison.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. That weekend, that just brings up such bad memories. Thanks, Dom.
Oh, nice. Insult the guest.
The reason why it brings up bad memories is because on the way home from that particular day, our engine in our car decided to die.
Oh, no.
We got home by the grace of God.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I'll never forget that day in my life.
It was your first selfie either.
Yeah. So let's talk for a little bit about some of the guests. And it's one of the things, again, that Rhode Island does that I don't see a lot of in other shows is that they tend to bring groups. So that, you know, for example, from Doctor Who, you have Karen Gillan and Alex Kingston. From Hellboy, you have the Holy Trinity of Hellboy, Ron mm-hmm. Perlman, Selma Blair, and Doug Jones. That's
Mike Mignola?
Well, no, from the movie.
Doug Jones, you know.
Yeah, Doug Jones.
He's dear to my heart.
Ron Perlman. The group dynamic that you mentioned has always been our formula, even from year one. We always kind of have this reunion type of theme going on, whether it's this year we have Miami Vice, Power Rangers, Sons of Anarchy, Star Wars is probably our largest contingency this year, headlining by the none other than Carrie Fisher, who we are very proud to have with us.
Oh, she hasn't done a convention in years.
It's very rare. She's never been to New England. So this is her only time that she's ever come to New England. And we have her, and it's really great. She'll be there on Saturday and Sunday.
And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to find a way to get to her.
And by find a way, you mean you're going to schedule an interview like a normal human.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So, Sue, I'm putting in my order early for next year. I would prefer a Stargate reunion. Just saying.
You know, I was talking to my husband about that, and Stargate and B5 have been two that we have not touched yet. So I'm going to put that feedback in because I'm really surprised that we have not had a Stargate or a B5.
I'd be really excited about that. Not that I'm not really excited about this year's lineup. This year's lineup is fantastic, but...
And then there's the Star Trek people.
I know.
I mean...
Don't even start, Dome.
I know.
Don't even start. I'm so excited. We have five people from Star Trek this year. Sadly, Brett Spiner had to cancel due to professional commitment. But we have Michael Dorn, we have Marina Sirtis, we have Ike McFadden, Terry Farrell, and John DeLancey.
Dome, can you pronounce his name?
It would be John DeLancey. Yes.
Good job! You're learning.
And I will. For 5 years, I called him John DeLance because I'm an idiot.
And when you're in front of his face, I guarantee you're going to do it again. You're going to fall into old habits, and you're going to be like, So you were on this show about a spaceship, John DeLance.
I am saving that for my interview with Claire Kramer.
Well, you've already done that to her.
Yes, I did. Many, many years ago, it was an interview with one of the most beautiful women on television, Claire Kramer.
And smart.
And brilliant. And I was a blathering idiot for 5 minutes. I'm actually very good at being a blathering idiot many, many, many times.
In which Claire asked more questions than you.
She actually did ask more questions than I.
Mostly, was that a question? But
that was
circling back.
Kind of horrifying.
Circling back, Star Trek.
I actually cried the first time I met Kate Mulgrew.
She is a goddess.
Yeah,
among women.
She absolutely is.
Yeah, I cry. It was really kind of funny. But it was amazing at the same time. And the funny thing is, like, the first time I met her was not at a convention. It was when she was doing Tea at Five at the Hartford stage. And
oh,
they had
wow.
The Starfleet Club, the local Starfleet Club, held a luncheon. And Everett and I had tickets. And I went, and she walked in the room, and I just, like, start crying. It was awesome.
Fair enough. Can't
well,
fault
yeah,
you for that.
Absolutely awesome.
But that's Rhode Island Comic Con. As we digress.
Hey, if you digress to Kate Mulgrew, I don't think anyone can blame you for that.
No, I don't think. I think that's just fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is true.
So what people need to do if they're planning on coming to Rhode Island Comic Con, and you're an idiot if you don't,
is you need to travel back in time.
What you need to do
and book a hotel.
Yes.
You need get in your TARDIS.
Sit down and dissect the website.
Because okay.
Because there's so much information on the website for what's happening next week.
Well, so much information because there's so much happening. If you don't have a plan of attack, you're going to be like,
"That's it! It's
holy
gonna be,
crap! It's, what yeah. am I doing? Where is everything?" And you know, you've got a lot of good resources to help you plan to get the most out of your experience.
Exactly, you're exactly right, Tiana. Our website is a fountain of information. We have all of our guests, all of our artists listed. We have cosplay guests as well, and a cosplay competition going on Saturday evening. So my first suggestion to anybody considering attending Rhode Island Comic Con is, first, if you don't have your tickets, get them really quick, like now.
Drop what you're doing. Stop listening to this podcast. Hit pause right now. Go to the Rhode Island Comic Con website, which is probably linked from this show.
Well, yeah, it better be.
And just buy them now if they're still available.
Exactly, because come the day of the show, we cannot guarantee that we won't be sold out.
I would be shocked if you weren't.
We're expecting over 60,000 people. So we are definitely expecting a large crowd and to sell out at any time. So if you don't have your tickets now, get them now. And then take a look at our website. We posted our event schedule. And
yeah.
We're going to have, let's see, probably about, we have six different rooms that we have activities going on in, aside from the show floor. So we have panels going on in six different locations between Q&As with our celebrities and fan run events, workshops for cosplayers. There's a lot going on. We've got some game show things going on. And then we also have KidsCon, and it's for any kid under the age of 12 to come in. We have magicians. We have storytellers. We're going to have cosplayers. They're going to be able to take pictures with the princesses and Roger Williams Zoo will be there with their animals. They have a Zoomobile. And
oh my gosh, that's possibly the best thing I've ever heard. Zoomobile. I mean, forget the guests. I'm there for the Zoomobile.
Zoomobile, absolutely.
It's like the magic school bus, but better because it's a Zoomobile, everyone.
It's pretty awesome. I know that I saw it even when I was a kid. It's been around for that long. And it was cool back then, and now I can only just imagine how cool it is. So the kids are going to have the experience of seeing the animals and being able to pet the animals. We've got an artist coming in to do some educational comic book workshop type thing. We've got a puppeteer coming in. So that's taking place all day Saturday and Sunday. And it's included with the price of admission for kids. So,
hey, if you need a special Zoomobile for naughty children, I have a fierce feral cat here who volunteers. Malcolm would very much like to join you.
And my dog is, like, whining. She's like, I want to go, too.
Mm. She would not like to meet Malcolm because he aims to misbehave.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He does. He's a little grumpy bastard.
So you could, if you wanted to, much like at San Diego, never actually hit the floor and just sit and go from ballroom to ballroom to ballroom to cosplay room all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
Yep.
And that's ridiculous.
There's lots of cons where you can do that, but usually the floor is a lot smaller.
Right.
So this is like almost two shows combined.
So,
or maybe three, honestly.
Yeah, we have two show floors, so it kind of is almost like two shows.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, you get the type of show that's mostly just convention floor, and then you get the type of show like Arisia that's mostly just panels, right? And then you've got the type of show that's mostly just celebrities, and you guys are like, you know what?
We're doing all three.
We're going to do all of that, but we're going to make them as big as, or bigger. You know what? Screw it. Let's just go bigger.
Exactly. So there's so much to going on. Take a look at our website. Make sure you know what's going on. Make sure you always have a schedule on hand and map on hand, especially if you've never been to the convention center and or the Dunkin' Donuts center. There's going to be plenty of places to eat within both facilities. The Dunkin' Donuts center has food vendors all around the concourse level. So they'll be open for a whole weekend.
Stay hydrated.
Yes, stay hydrated. Plenty of water.
You laugh, Dome, but people keel over. You don't want people keeling over.
Yeah.
And, you know, cosplay is not consent. Be respectful of everyone, and everyone will have a great time, right?
And Dunkin' Donuts Center doesn't just have the name for no reason. There's plenty of Dunkin' Donuts inside the arena.
Really? Is this New England?
I would never guessed that.
I'm shocked.
But the nice thing for people who haven't been there is that these buildings are actually connected.
They are. And the other thing is they're connected to the mall, too. So you can go from the mall to the convention center to the Dunkin' Donuts center without even stepping outside.
Perfect.
So, and if you've already booked it, to your hotel.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true.
Not pretty much. Exactly that. Like, no pretty much about it. That's what we did last year. It was actually really nice.
So we've got the vendors. We've got Vendorama, essentially, because you've got two big vendor areas, one in each of the buildings. You've got all of your guests and celebrities. And then, oh, horror of horrors, it's a comic convention. You've got artists.
Artist-O-Rama.
We do. I'm very excited. And we have some pretty big-name artists as well. We have Billy Tucci. We have Chris Claremont. We have Ethan Van Sciver. We've got Mike Grell. And we have Neil Adams as far as our biggest names.
You have one of our local heroes, Sarah Richard.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of local people, which is great to have that local representation. And then we've got an artist alley, too, of small press and indie artists that will be there. That's exciting to see such a wide representation. This section of our convention, of our show, has expanded tremendously in the last 4 years, and is very exciting coming from the comic book industry myself to see that. You know, as we all know, over the course of the years, the celebrity factor has kind of infiltrated the comic book convention, and it's getting bigger and better and more popular. But it's still nice to see that comic book representation as well.
And if you're walking through Artist's Alley, you might just see, if you're very lucky, a gentleman in a pirate suit selling Sky Pirates of Valendor.
He doesn't have a pirate outfit for this weekend.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, he has a new one. He's got, he's going to be, I don't know, some Russian or something. But it's like a Santa coat. Eventually, it's going to be a steampunk Santa.
Oh my God. Pick's or it didn't happen.
Everett, we hardly knew yet.
Awesome.
It's gorgeous. It is absolutely gorgeous. It has a shirt and matching pants that will be underneath it. But the coat itself, it has a hat, like a Santa hat attached. Yeah, this was our summer project of getting this done. So now he's just fine-tuning all of the accoutrements with it. But the outfit itself is gorgeous.
And where better to do so
than for this show?
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, he's already shown it. You guys might have seen it because I think he had it on when we did Granite Con that Sunday.
I don't recall seeing him.
You weren't there Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't there Sunday, so. Good. I did not miss it, but I don't recall seeing him on Saturday either, so.
No, we weren't there on Saturday. We were only there on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Whew.
So, yeah, I think he kind of tested it out that day, but he's planning to have it for Rhode Island Comic Con. He's really excited. Probably not for Friday. He'll have it for Saturday and Sunday, but it's really cool. It's very nice. Very nice. I love it.
Well, the beauty of it is Artist Alley, as you're right, has grown so significantly, which is wonderful because it's all local artists and it's all, well, not necessarily local artists, but independent artists, independent writers, independent comic book creators. It's just stuff that you don't see at your comic store. It's stuff that you don't see at your bookstore. And it's really, really good stuff. Take the time to really wander deeply through Artist Alley because that's a wonderful, magical place all by itself.
Yeah, and just to give you a scope of the growth, in year one, we only had one aisle, two sides facing each other, but one aisle.
I remember that one.
Yeah, this year on Artist Alley is three rows.
Running the length of the building, yeah.
You know, and it's not just you guys. I feel like there has been a surge. You know, maybe it was an untapped market, but conventions in New England have been growing by leaps and bounds in general.
Absolutely.
And it's a great thing all around.
Because, you know, for so long we watched things that happened on the West Coast or even Midwest, and you know, we had nothing here. And that's why Rhode Island Comic Con came to be.
A few brave souls said, enough is enough. We deserve a con.
Steve Perry, who is our owner of Rhode Island Comic Con, he saw a need in Rhode Island, in the Rhode Island market. It was starving for pop culture.
Amen.
And that he brought it. And not only did he bring pop culture, but he helped revitalize the city. You know, we're the largest event in the whole state and the largest income producing in the whole state. And this is actually, we were recognized for this last year by the city of Providence. And that's pretty huge to have that happen and it be a pop culture event to do it.
So people like it, you know?
The convention center into the field of geek dreams. If you build it, they will come.
And they did, yes. And they continue to, and more every year.
And we're going to continue to grow. Our ultimate goal is to be the East Coast San Diego Comic-Con. So we're about halfway there.
How do you think the state of Rhode Island is going to handle that? Seems like the infrastructure may not be there.
The whole state will just be a comic book convention for one weekend.
Awesome.
But no. Our goal is to spread out. There's venues in downtown Providence that we can certainly reach out to grow the show and make it bigger and better every year. And what we did this year, expanding to the two facilities in the 3 days, is just that natural progression in our ultimate goal.
Well, I can't wait.
If you're looking to go and you don't have your tickets yet, some 3-day passes are still available. Not many.
Not many.
And a bunch of single-day passes are still available. Be there. We'll be there. join us for 3 days of an incredible adventure and incredible fun. Sue, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Brianna, thanks for pressing the buttons, hon.
You're welcome.
This is Dome saying, Jeannie, shared pain is lessened, shared joy increased. Thus do we all refute entropy. Good night, everyone.
I know.